Blog Talk Radio.
Dynasty, right there on Solar Records Radio. What's happening, everybody? How you guys doing? I hope y'all are good and all is well. This is Wardell Posse Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and it is Friday, and we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles records right here every Friday on Solar Records Radio. I'm trying to see what's going on. How's everybody doing? I hope you are good. God has blessed you and things are good for you wherever you may be or whatever you may be doing. We thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us today here on Solar Records Radio. I want to give a shout out to our listeners all around the world. May God bless you What's happening? Hey, guys, we are just, going to try to have a great time today. Started off with Revenge from Dynasty. That was a very progressive R&B song with featuring Ernest Pepper Reed on guitar. And my Lee guitar, that is. And what an amazing guitarist he was. And rest in peace, Pepper, Ernest Reed. We love you, brother, and thank you. But it was just a great song, and one of Kevin Spencer's favorite, and he's going to be calling in so we can wish him happy birthday, right? So just want to say, today is Kevin Spencer's birthday from Dynasty, so we look forward to chopping up with him for a second. And today is Friday, and every Friday here on Solar, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. So we will be talking about Solar pretty much all day. That's what it's all about. And so we hope you guys enjoy and have a wonderful time. And let me see what my boss is talking about here, because I can hear him beeping me. Y'all know who that is, right? Yes. All right, so... But so far, so good, I guess. He's not complaining. Looks like he's asking questions. So let's give a shout-out to all of the people that we know that are not doing so well physically and psychologically. We just want to let you guys know that we are still praying for you guys, and we just pray that you are good, and that God is keeping you and taking care of you. And we will continue to pray for you here at Solar Records Radio because we love you. Right, and we want to have it. We just want you to be good. We want you to be happy. All right, so come on, guys, let's get going here on Solar. Thanks for tuning in. This is a song that we did on the Silvers at Solar, it was one of the last records that we did at Solar before Silver Spoon members started going separate ways as Leon was shutting down Silver Spoon. And so, but anyway, I love, like I told you, I love their harmonies and stuff. Love working with those guys, and very, very talented family. And so listen, let's just try to have a good time. We got a big holiday coming up. So a lot of people are traveling right now and, getting ready for the holiday. And so safe travels to everyone. God bless you. I'm going to be flying out of here on Monday. The holiday is on Tuesday, and then another holiday for Silver Spoon Writers is on Thursday, where we're all getting together again. I'll post a picture of our family, our Silver Spoon family, and a lot of them are traveling and performing with groups and stuff and doing life, but the ones that can show up so we can have a good time and see you and be blessed, all right? So I'm waiting for that. I think Greg sent me a flyer for that. I got to post it. I got to get, hey, Greg, get that flyer up there if you have it. I don't think I posted it. I need to post it, and I need to send it out to make sure everybody knows so there's no problem with the scheduling. I did get a phone call from Tina Scott, one of the artists from the group Crystal, and she had the time wrong. So I know that I need to make sure that everybody knows what time we're going to be meeting at an famous restaurant called Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Chicken and waffles. It's just oxymoron, right? Breakfast, dinner and breakfast. This is crazy. But anyway, that's where we're meeting. That's where we always meet. And so I look forward to that. We were meeting at my house, and then but we moved. And so now we're doing it at the restaurant, and that's all good. Dana Myers is on the road with his family, went to a memorial service, so he won't be there. But we are looking forward to seeing whoever shows up. We're going to have a good time anyway. All right, guys, so check this out. The Silvers on their last album, the song is called Taking Over. Here on Solar Records Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4. Taking over, you're not taking over. lay it back. You know, everybody's got a fantasy. I got a thing, you got a thing. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you about my thing. I've always had this fantasy about going to the planet of Venus and visit Venus, queen of love, and swim with her in the famous river of love. So one night while I was asleep, I must have been dreaming because I heard a voice that said,
"No!
I've been elected to take a trip afar to go galactic.
this lady. How good it'll be. Hey, baby.
How to do it, right? I mean, they are so funky, so classy, and just so soulful all at the same time. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that I share with you guys that if you want to ask any questions in regards to Solar, Silver Spoon, you know, just the stuff we did back then, recordings, you know, any intimate questions within reason and as far as, you know, the recording and all that stuff, please feel free to send me a message or send Greg a message through Messenger, and we'll get right to it. We'll do our best to answer. If we don't know the answer, we will find the answer for you. And so, but don't be shy. If you want to call in, you can call in at area code 646-668-8537. Once again, that's 646-668-8537. All right, and so feel free. It's all good. We're going to have a good time. We'll be here for about another hour and a half. And so I wanted to once again say it's Kevin Spencer's birthday, so we're wishing Kevin Spencer a very happy, happy birthday. And we're hoping that he's having a good time. I just finished talking to him, so I know what he's doing. And so we look forward to chopping it up with him later on in the show. I do want to read a question that I have here. And that question is, the song Adventures in the Land of Music. That's a Dynasty song that so many groups have re-recorded. It's the song Adventures in the Land of Music. Do you agree that it sounds like Dynasty meets Earth, Wind, and Fire? The song is complex, made up of both musical structure and melody and vocals. How did the writers present the song to the other musicians in its initial stages? Was it difficult to understand what they were trying to do? Okay, so let's start over again. The song Adventures in Atlanta Music, do you agree that the Dynasty, okay, so as far as I'm concerned, Dynasty Media, Urban Fire, absolutely, absolutely. Ben Wright did the strings and the horns for Urban Fire, and he did the strings and the horns for us on that song. So that's part of why Dynasty sounds like they're hanging out with Urban Fire. And we literally were hanging out with Urban Fire and with Al McKay. We were around him quite a bit, the guitar player for Earth, Wind, and Fire. He was in the studio right around the corner from ours. And so we would go hang out with Al quite a bit. We did a lot with him. But we did not try to sound like Earth, Wind, and Fire. That wasn't the goal. The goal was to just sound good. And so Ricky Freeze, with that chopping, just bouncing up and down the keyboards like that, that kind of gave us like, okay, so that's the rhythm. That's the rhythm. That's what Ricky's feeling. And so how are we going to accommodate him, you know? And so, and then Richard with his strumming guitar, right, playing his part, and Kevin getting on the other keyboard. And so, see, we had multiple keyboard players. We had three keyboard players. That was William Shelby, Kevin Spencer, and Ricky Free Smith, who's now the bass player for Morris Day. A lot of people don't know that Ricky played keyboards. He also plays drums. And so, but let me just let you just hear a little bit about the question. And I'm just going to play a little bit of the song so you can hear a little bit more about what the question or how the question was put together, because when you hear this, you may even agree even more with what, you know, the question is. So listen.
Oh,
Okay, so I guess you could, if you haven't heard it before, that would be shocking because so many artists have redone this song. But anyway, that is that feel, that crazy, that feel, that. It's got that swing, man. It just you want to hit those accents, those horns and those strings and everything, even the harpsichord. It's just so beautiful when you hear all this going at the same time. It is definitely a song that was well done, if I have to say myself, and well produced. Leon Silvers doing his thing with that song. But anyway, so that's definitely Dynasty meeting Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let me go to the second part of that. So how did it bring it to us, you know, and say, so what are you feeling? Or, you know, I got to tell you that most of the time we are all together. So we just, you know, every once in a while, you know, we'll ask someone else to come up, you know, that wasn't there when we were working on it, and they'll come in. And everybody just naturally knew their part. You know, they just sit down and then start finding their way in the song. And only if they play something wrong would Leon say anything. You know, most of the time, you just find your way. Because we became this machine, and everybody knew where, you know, to you want to get in there and fit in without, you know, disrupting the groove. And so it was so for us, in terms of the question, how was it presented to us? We were always there from the birth of it to when we went into the studio and started recording it. And so, and I remember Ricky playing it in his mom's garage. That's the birth of it, right? And so I remember that. And so, and then they started working on it in his mom's garage. That was, whoo, man, oh, man. So good question. And so we really enjoy being around each other. We enjoy working. That's why, you know, I think the sound of Los Angeles Records really did a really good thing because, I mean, it really took off because we really were putting our heart and soul into this music, and we were working hard. We weren't playing with it. That was our everyday job, sitting there working and locking and. But it was fun. That's the part that seems unfair, right? Because it's supposed to be work, but we were having fun, and we enjoyed each other. We enjoyed working together, and ended up being a blessing to the world as we were able to do this. So anyway, I'm gonna keep on playing some good music here for you on Soul Live Records Radio, and we'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in. Guys, join me in saying happy birthday to my brother, Kevin Spencer.
are the key to unity of all people. It's in the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. Believe in you. We'll make the dream become a reality. I know we will. Because our hearts tell us.
I've never had anybody do that like that before, Whitey. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Yes,
I've heard that song, but I heard it in a different way today.
I know. And it's emotional for me because it was longer than I thought. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember the ending of it like this. It was just good, and it was good, and it's just like, I just want to celebrate you and say to you, from me, your brother, Wardell Ponce Jr., thank you for letting me be your brother and living in the same house with you as we were starting our careers off together. Thank you for letting me be your little brother.
Oh, man.
And being a, it was a blessing to me, and happy, happy, happy birthday.
Well, look, God did that because even my father said, my father said, okay, we're going to do it this time. And my said, he has a Bible on his arm. She said, if I didn't see that Bible, I wouldn't want him to be here. I said, well, and then Pop said, okay, I'm going to go along with your mother. She said, yeah. And then she said, my father said, it's your responsibility. I don't want to have to ever say anything to myself. And I didn't know you know, and so I'm
going,
my responsibility. I said, I hope she's right about that Bible. That means I won't have no trouble if he believes and he's God-fearing. Oh, we won't have no problems out of Wardell. But my father was talking about, he's your responsibility. I don't want to have to say anything to you.
I stayed there for how many years? Lord!
I think you stayed there after I left and he got married. I think you stayed there a few more years.
Yeah, I stayed there longer than you.
Right.
Almost
as long as me. But anyway, so you know. They loved you. There was no question about that because nobody could stay there like that. I mean, that had never happened, right? And so you're the first person that stayed there, and I had moved out because I had got married, and you could still be there, but nobody else could.
That was beautiful, man. And you know, Mom and Pop was so good to me, and they really... it really was a family thing for me. This, the ironic thing is that I grew up in Philadelphia with all sisters. Now it's just two brothers. That was just like a twist.
You were the brother. You were the brother that I had never had until you came.
Yeah, because
I was raised in only.
Kevin's little brother passed away, and so. When Kevin told me that, the first time he told me that, I broke because I'm thinking, oh, that's so sad. I did not even know that. When
yeah,
told,
that was
the like,
baby.
Whoa.
Actually, right, I was his little brother because he was born a year
before. Oh,
he was
before you. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought he was your little brother, but he was the. I was just the brother you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was born in 1954 on Leon Silvers' birthday, of all things.
Oh.
You know, he was born. He was born March the 7th, 1954, and then was born March the 7th, 1953.
Oh wow! Okay, so listen, Kevin, I have a couple other people I want to make sure I get them in here before they have to go. But real quickly, I want to say that Greg and Astrid, both from the UK and from Amsterdam, told me to tell you happy birthday. Okay.
Oh, and they sent it to me on my on the masterclass page. I answered both of them.
Okay, awesome, great. Okay, so listen, I have of course my little brother, my little big brother Don Fleming is here, but I also
What's up, Don?
Okay.
Oh, he's not
hey,
on yet.
What's going on?
Okay.
Man?
Everything, like my father would say, everything and nothing.
There you go. Somewhere in between.
Yes.
And so I also have a lady by the name of Ginger Patterson who interviewed me.
Oh, I remember Ginger Patterson is a songwriter.
Yeah, well, here she is on the line right now. Hey,
what?
Ginger.
Hello. And yes, I am a producer.
I thought the cat had your tongue, Ginger.
And on my radio station. But you know what I want to say to you is buckle up. I play that today on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, she has a station, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a radio station out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You never said anything. I never read anything on the social media. I didn't see it. I didn't know you had a radio station, but I know now.
Yeah, we hit an audience of 33,000 viewership.
Well, then I'm gonna have to say something on masterclass about your radio station. I want you to know that. So don't be just going, that boy. Why you put that on there like that?
Well, you know what I'm going to do.
You know, I don't tell everybody what I do.
Oh, so what? You don't want me to do it?
Yeah, I'm just a real quiet person.
Humble
person.
It's okay. I'm quiet as long as I'm by myself. The only time I make noise is when I get around my folks. Other than that, I don't talk to myself. The only time somebody might say I'm talking to myself as if I'm praying, I will pray out loud. But other than that, I'm quiet. Because if I'm not talking to the Father, I'm not talking. Unless I'm talking to you and you have something, you and I have something that we're discussing. And other than that, I don't talk, not like that. But not to everybody. Not because I don't love them. But I want to keep on loving them. So sometimes if you talk too much to somebody, you might start questioning that part. They're bound to say something and you're going to have to go, huh? What does that mean?
But so, Ginger, is there anything that you specifically you want to say to Kevin?
Well, if he would like to submit any music or, do an interview or anything, you're welcome on MWMN Radio. You're welcome to come on.
Okay.
I
know what to do with that.
Okay, so I'm going to forward your information to Kevin. So you guys can chop it up, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I say hi to her and stuff like that, but I didn't know anything else. I didn't know she got it going on over there.
Oh yeah, she does.
So okay, now that I know what to do. I know what to do with that too. I'm a poster.
All right.
And Ginger, okay. Don't be mad at me if you see your pretty picture on my page.
Oh, no, no. No problem, no problem.
All right.
All right, Ginger. Well, we got to keep moving. We got to keep on moving. I just want to know, do you have a favorite song from Dynasty that that I could play for you later? Anything come to mind? Okay.
That you can just play for me? Rocky Robbins, you know, that's my thing.
Oh. What's the name of it?
You and I. Play You and I. That is my jam.
Okay.
Well, anyway, you guys take care of it. I'll hear it when you do it.
Yep, I'll take care of you, baby girl. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. All right. God bless you,
thank
sweetheart.
You.
All right.
All right. Okay, bye, Ginger.
All right. Okay. Bye, Ginger. Okay.
Bye bye.
Don Fleming. Bye bye, sweetheart.
Yes, sir.
Don Fleming. So
yes, sir. I'm here.
So what's going on, man? Kevin is another year old. Him and you and Kevin are about the same age now.
I'm 68. Don, what? Did you get to 68 yet?
No, it's 38.
Well, my birthday is coming up on July 13th, so I'm going to have
you're a Cancer.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Another Cancer? What? You cool. You cool.
What the world needs.
More Cancers? And not the jealous ones, because that's the first thing people know. Most people say... They read that somewhere. That's not from proof, I don't believe. They'll say, Cancers are jealous. I said, I'm not jealous. I'm too busy offering to myself doing what whatever I know to do. I let a person breathe because I want room to breathe.
That's right.
I don't have, what I'm saying? I want to leave me alone so I can leave you alone. that's my thing. I don't have time to be acting jealous because... That's a person that doesn't have enough to do till they're all up in yours because they don't have enough to do on their own and with their own selves. So they're busy seeing what you're up to, thinking that you're doing something that you're not doing. And if you are doing it.
Hold on, Kevin.
Go ahead, Wade.
Don, do you have a question? Do you have a question, specific question you want to ask Kevin?
You know what, man? I was watching some of the vintage videos yesterday, since I get a chance to check out, especially on the Solar page on YouTube. And man, I just got to say, Kevin had one of the best curls. I mean, in the industry.
But we all went to the same guy. Wardy, I talked to James Nelson about 2 days ago, and he was up there talking about, and if you come to Los Angeles again, you got to let me do your hair. And I'm going, man, I'm not trying to reach back into a nostalgia. I mean, because my hair was long enough before I got it cut, boy. And when I came there, when I did go to L.A., my sister cut my hair, my father's daughter. And she did a wonderful job. But she said, what are you going to do with all this, brother? And I said, I don't know. I might want to slick it back or, whatever. And she said, cut this stuff off, because I had a natural when I got the other. When I left, she had me spiffied up all, And so I'm wearing that now, but I probably will want to slick it back like Pa's hair, Wardell. I thought his hair was so cool, because all he had to do was wet it and put it... excuse me, I'm sorry, guys. And slap a little Vaseline on it and take the brush and run and, brush or comb the Vaseline into his hair and he was smooth as silk.
So Kevin,
nice.
So Don, what was your question?
No, I was just gonna ask how did he keep his hair so fit?
Oh, okay.
I can answer that, boy. Oh, boy, Joe can answer that because he had.
Hold on,
boy, you
Kevin. He's trying to be all serious, man. Let's get to some music.
Hold on, not
yet. Tell
him. Not yet. Hold on. This is the afternoon drive. Hold on.
Afternoon
drive. Hey, area code 323. Who do we have on the line?
Ricky.
Ricky is in the house. Ricky, with your brother Kevin is right there, man.
Happy birthday,
what
Kevin.
You say? Yes.
Happy birthday,
hey,
Kevin.
To me, you didn't snuck on. What you do? You
Rick,
snuck on the phone some kind of way. You know you're supposed to be working hard.
No, man, I have to wish you happy birthday, man. You don't have to jump on the line, man, and say what's going on with you, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm fine. Hey, Mom. She going to miss you again, Rick. She up here and fell asleep.
No, you know what? I'll call you separately. I'll call you on your phone. I just want to call into the station and say happy birthday and say hi to everybody and my brother Wardell doing his thing. And, you know, I love y'all, man. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, we love you too. Ricky, real quickly before you go, because I know you're busy. There was a question about Adventures in the Land of Music. And so I know you can answer it since you wrote it with Kevin. But can you please tell us, how did that, so didn't you start that song, writing that song in your mom's garage?
No, Kevin started the song.
Kevin started
the song. Wardell, this is the church. You remember when we were going to LACC because Mom said we couldn't stay at the house and be sitting around with her.
Right.
When I was enrolled at LACC, and that was during the same time that Take That to the Bank had come out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I won't call it I got in trouble. I was in my harmony class at the LACC. And I was in my, it's a class where in the classroom everybody had a piano, a Rose piano suitcase model for a desk. And so the teacher put the sheet music up and said, this is today's lesson. Everybody look at it and I want you to start practicing it. And we all had headphones on. Right. And so we could hear and he could monitor us while we were playing. And so when he said, okay, now you guys go, I started playing these chords. They just came to me. That dun 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 dun. And I started practicing. You know, I was finding the notes. And when I was doing that, he came on the intercom system and said, Mr. Spencer, what the heck is that you're playing? And he said, that doesn't sound like today's lesson. He said, you have to do that at home. He said, although it does sound kind of nice. And so then I went straight to Ricky Smith's. I went straight to Ricky Smith's house. And then Ricky added the rest of it to it, and Richard Randolph was there, and he was trying to add some, but Ricky had come up with all the rest of the parts for Adventures. So
that's what happened for the first time. That's why. Okay.
Oh, now, you were there
Ricky,
too.
Ricky,
oh, you were
Ricky,
there too,
Wayne. Yes, Ricky. No, I wasn't there when y'all first did it. I don't know if it was when y'all first did it, but when I first heard it, it was at Ricky's mom's house. So,
Ricky, on the Hammond B3.
Ricky, what's your favorite version of that song? The sampled version of that song.
I think I know.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I mean, I think they're all. I mean, I love them all because they only, you know, they sampled the first four bars of the song, but. Camp
yeah,
Lo was the first.
Yeah,
Hold on, Kevin. I can't. Two can't talk at the same time. Say it again, Ricky.
All right, I'll let Ricky.
Camp Lo was the first one. Yeah, Camp Lo was kind of the first ones that kind of introduced it to more of the hip hop crowd. You know what I mean? And so they really started that. And then after that, then everybody else sort of just jumped on it. You know, from what I'm understanding, it's like a hip hop anthem. So, you know, but everybody samples the same part of the song.
There was a lady that did it. That was amazing.
Oh,
Angie Stone did it.
More than one.
Yes.
Angie Stone and Tina Walker.
Valentine did it. It's a lot of people that have done it.
So you guys are seeing royalties from ASCAP on that stuff as well?
He shows up.
It's still generating, you know, that's for sure.
Oh, man, what a blessing. God, that is beautiful. Now, what about
Tina Walker? Oh,
I'm going to mute you guys one second.
I don't know about.
What was that one, Ricky, that you just said? Uh-oh.
Holy mackerel.
I was adding in, Jadakiss also used that as a sample.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
oh,
brother.
Jadakiss?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to get back to work, man.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
I'll call
y'all
later,
so
man.
Much.
I love you all, and keep on doing what you're doing, Wardell. You're doing a great job. Kevin, I love you. I'm going to call you on the phone and talk tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I love you, too.
See y'all later, man.
All right, man. God bless you. Yes. All right. So, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
What were you guys saying? Because I got cut off for a second. There's too many talking.
He was saying the people that he knew or could think of that had done that track over, and I just know one of them was Tina Walker, and there's another one. She did it too, and Angie Stone did "Lover's Ghetto." Her band played it live, boy, and they sounded just as good as we did when we recorded it.
Yes.
I mean, when you listen to the track, they playing the right chords, they're hitting it just right. And the only thing that is missing is the way that Ben Wright laid those strings and horns in there. That version with Ben Wright, when he orchestrated the horns and strings and stuff, that if there was a version of that just that with us and his orchestrations, that would be a nice thing to have. But anyway, I haven't found it.
Yes,
I haven't found that, but I know that would be most interesting.
Don Fleming.
I'm here. I was listening to some of the sample tracks, and I remember I had that Angie Stone album with Love's Ghetto. How can I forget? I almost forgot about that song and the way that they used Adventures in the Land of Music. Also, I wanted to, make it clear to the listeners that also How I Feel by Jadakiss, the rapper Jadakiss, used it with some interpolations I'll Be Sure.
I haven't heard that. I'm going to have to look for that after we get finished.
Jadakiss, How I Feel.
Jadakiss, How I Feel. Okay, I have it. Thanks, Don.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, all right. Don, can you find any of my songs?
Snoop
did a couple of yours, right? Snoop and today
he has one with myself on Snoop Dogg did it, and I'm thinking that even if it didn't go gold, I'm sure it got it got streamed enough, because streaming now is how you make money. You make money in streaming. It's something. I haven't posted on Facebook how it works. There's a gentleman that he's a current music music producer and writer, and he said,
well,
he tells exactly how you make money now.
Yeah, well, listen, I want everyone to know that Kevin and I wrote this song together.
Yes, sir. 2022. Big Snoop D-O-Double G. Hey, yo, Battle Cat. You know what time it is. It's time to do the thing we usually do. Let's go.
Absolutely brilliant, Wardell Potts. Amazing and
yeah.
Phenomenal.
I know. Don's over there typing it. Listen, I want to ask you this then, real quickly, Kevin. The lyric on that song, can you just say, do you remember, because they just sang it, do you remember, I fell out of bed, I had to call you up, was that how it started?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kevin?
I was really just, Wardell, you know, after that first verse, God just shot that to me. Time can tell people you want to give it up, just can't let it go like that. That was the very first thing I thought about when I put on the tape. So after I did the first verse, you know, it was like, oh, you think about it, I jumped out of bed, that part.
Right.
Okay. That was because I had a dream last night that I lost you, but it upset me because it seemed so real. I jumped out of bed And I had to call you up to make sure, you know just what I feel.
Yes, yes.
That's
keep
what we're talking.
Keep going.
You know, the influence, let me add this because, you know, when you talk about social media and videos going viral and you know, a lot of the younger generation paying homage to that song, pay homage not only to the song itself, but the actual music video. So you see a lot of videos that kind of pay homage to the Whispers Keep On Loving Me video. For example, Saturday Night Live did a kind of a parody to the video, called Strolling to the Polls. You got a lot of artists like, if I'm not mistaken, Foreign Exchange, the artist that I've hipped you to, Wardell, they did a video paying homage to the music video. A lot of TikTok videos are kind of mocking a little bit, in good faith and good gesture, the little pan shot of, you know, them in the newspaper and, taking the newspaper from their face, and, you know, Nick doing that little turn he does and little kick step he does. So it's in a newer generation of people, mm-hmm. and a new generation of kids that, you know, go down that rabbit hole and listen to, and they say, look, okay, I'm watching the video, but let me check out this music. Who are the Whispers? Who are the Whispers? Let me check out the Whispers. Oh, my God. There's Dynasty. Let me check out Dynasty. Oh, there's Shalimar. Yeah. Let me check. So it goes down this rabbit hole, and I think, you know, you guys should take a bow. I mean, you guys take a well-deserved bow for that because, again, you've opened a newer generation because of the music that you laid, the music that you wrote, Kevin, the music that you sang, Kevin, Wardell played the drums, Wardell wrote, whatever. I think you guys should take a well-deserved bow on that, for real.
Wardell, I'm with you. And you know what? When we were doing that stuff, when Wardell and I were rushing to the studio because we were on, back then we didn't have cell phones and pages. So we had to be at home to know if Leon wanted us to come to the studio. And so we'd be at home a lot of times and get the call, oh, y'all come down here. We got to go to Fort Knox. You know, that's where we recorded And the Beat Goes On. And that morning, Wardell and I called from Ma Spencer because she said, tell Leon that y'all not to schedule any sessions on Sunday because Wardell and Kevin have to go to church. And all he said was, when I told him that, because she said, you make sure you tell him. And I said, I couldn't, you know what I'm saying, I couldn't disobey that. So when Wardell and I got to Fort Knox, we rode in that old white van that my father had bought. He bought it for us. Man, I miss my dad. He did everything that he could to assist us, but he didn't never get in the way. He came to the studio one time to see. He said, I done invested money and stuff, and y'all doing this. He said, let me go and see what it is y'all do every day. Every time me and Carl, we were jumping up, going down to the studio. And he came and he brought my mother. And he stayed about 2 hours, and he were there when he saw me. He said, y'all be working hard. He said, it sounded all right to me. He said, but what's wrong with Leon? He kept making y'all do it over and over again. He said, it sounded fine to me the first time.
A lot of people have that problem with Leon. And even Scotty from the Whispers had that problem with Leon. And so, but Leon was born with these special ears that really could hear things that we couldn't hear. And especially as, working underneath him as young talent as we were, And so he was trying to groom us. But there are people like Scotty who have been around for many, many years that was very confused, because I can't imagine here's a guy that's younger than you, and telling you how to do something that you think you've done well.
Right, you think you know. You know, I felt like that they were making records when we were still in junior high and high school. And
right.
And so, Wardell knows you're talking about. He pushed Scotty one too many times on it, and the beat goes on, and Scotty said, you know how you want it sung, right? Well, you come in here and sing it.
And with that being said, the Whispers had to go outside and tell Scotty, man, you need to go back in there and sing the song.
Yeah, LaBelle did. LaBelle caught it. Because he was getting in his Porsche getting ready to pull off.
Yeah, but he was like, listen, it's a hit song, and we got to get it done. You know, and LaBelle and Scotty are best friends. So, you know, Scotty listens to LaBelle. And LaBelle listens to Scotty.
Well, he was the right one to do.
Yeah,
You know something, and Wardell is gonna roll his eyes, because I know Wardell, and I know he's about to roll his eyes when I bring this up, Kevin.
Uh-uh.
And I want to ask you, as the people know, I'm a video gamer. Yes, I'm a 48-year-old video gamer.
Boy.
I don't apologize.
That's okay.
For it.
I am too on some games.
Yeah, see,
the ones
I
that
it.
I can win, the ones where I can win.
Boy. I love that. Now, one of the things that we talked about the newer generation and things like that, when you play games like the Grand Theft Auto or the Saints Row or any of like the NBA games, they may have a couple of your songs on the soundtrack. For example, I think And the Beat Goes On is on Grand Theft Auto Vice City. How did that? I mean, did you guys do you guys ever get compensated for that? You helped wrote that, didn't you, Kevin?
No, Steve Shackley, William Shelby, and Leon. Shelby and Leon wrote that.
Okay, my mistake.
Yeah,
no, but that's okay, because that's why we have that's why Wardell has this station. How come I have Masterclass and stuff, is so that we can bring the true light on the subjects, you know, because we remember we were there, and we were there for every single second of whatever happened on tape, and we had to put it right, or Leon was not having it. I mean, he rode Wardell so tough on that first day that Wardell played on and the Beatles on. I started feeling, I don't want to say sorry for Wardell, because Wardell was, he was handling it, but Leon is so meticulous until if Wardell slightly slowed down or just very minusculely sped up, we had to stop. And the first thing he said, Wardell, my man, the tempo is going up and down. You got to keep it straight. And I said, man, I wouldn't want to be Wardell for nothing in the world right now. I'm glad I'm playing clarinet.
And I got to tell you, I was glad to be me, but because I was in basic training. And so in my mind, this is the first time we ever done this. And so I'm like, whoa. And so, no, it's actually the second time, because the first time, it was second time around. And then And the Beat Goes On. But so I was like, I'm in training right here. And so I got to tell you that he did. See, this is the reason why what Leon was saying was so important to the whole process. The reason is because the drums, the foundation has to be right first, so we can build everything else on top of it. So he had to make sure. I could. Anybody else could have messed up, and he was okay. Y'all fix your. We can fix your part later, but I gotta make sure the drums
and,
are right.
And Wardell couldn't stop, and that was the one thing he told. I remember he told us that when he was talking to you, what he said. He said, I can't even splice it together. If Wardell stops or something, we got to start all over.
Exactly. So I had to always go straight through, and my part was not that it's more important than anybody else's part, but when you're building a building, your foundation has to be right or the building will crumble. And so Leon made sure that the foundation was right. And that was part of all of our development, because at that
so
point,
that meant,
once that started teaching us how to produce, because we see how Leon was building the songs now. He's building them from the bottom up. And then he adds all the inflections on top of it.
So look, John, that meant that if the rest of us messed up somewhere and we stopped, Wardell couldn't stop. He had to just keep playing and play through the part, and we would come back and fix whatever we messed up on later, you know, because Wardell still was playing, and he was playing right, and we could just come back and fix our parts. But if Wardell stopped, that means the song
it's
has
all over.
To be started again.
You know, and sometimes, Don, I got to tell you this. This is really, it was intense. It was really, really intense for me. I'm quite sure for everybody else, because Leon gave us the freedom to ad-lib. We weren't stuck to just doing one thing. We had the freedom to ad-lib. At least I know.
But you had to fit it in, Wardell. You had to find a way to fit. You did some really slick licks, but you had to find a pocket.
You had to fit
it in so that it, and that was Wardell, on your part. I have to give it to you, my man. You found a way to put in some slick licks and never lose time.
Yeah, and it was hard, but I couldn't help it. It was just something that it was something about us as a unit, and you could feel the fire and the desire, like Rick James would say. And it was going and growing, and we were going and growing. And when we would go inside and listen, when Leon said, hey, let's take a listen. Come on inside, everybody. And we all go in the booth and we listen to it, go, oh, my God. Okay, let's go do that again. I'm excited to get back in there because now I know what I did right and what I did wrong.
Right.
Now I'm going to do. I'm going to try to make sure that I keep right.
You can hear what you should have did that you hadn't done the first time.
Right. And like I've said to many people, I never wanted Leon to be disappointed in me. I didn't want to be the problem. I wanted somebody else to be the problem. I wanted Leon, that's my responsibility, right? So I took responsibility for what he gave me. And I was like, I got to do everything I can to make sure the teacher don't look at me, that I'm not the problem, because I don't want all those guys to be mad at me that we got to keep starting over and starting over. It's because there's a lot of them, and I was the smallest one. So I got to make sure I get this right so we can go out there and laugh and have fun afterwards. And so that's what we did, man. We all took it serious. We got our job done, and what a blessing it was. And I thank you, Kevin, again, man. And God bless you, and happy birthday. I can't keep you too much longer,
but
I want you to know.
And guess what? That's your nephew calling me, Kevin Jr., so I got to call him back.
All right.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you so much.
All right. Love you, man, and give Mom a big kiss for me. All right. Kevin's gone now. His son is trying to get in touch with him. They're going to take him out, and they're going to have a good time together. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts here on Soul Art Records Radio. We got about 32 minutes. 32. So,
what an amazing,
anyway, Don,
I mean, to me, you know, what an amazing lineup. You know, at Solar, when you think about all of the artists, and again, I'm not buttering you up. It's just that as a fan growing up, to have Kevin, you know, tell these stories, have you tell these stories, have Ricky call in, you know, that's what it's all about every Friday. And we do that every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. So make sure you guys tune in and hang out with us because you never know. You never know what you're going to miss, you know. So don't miss it.
Ricky freezes with the time. And so, they're busy. He's on the road, and so I was so grateful that he called in to say happy birthday to Kevin. I was like, calling is Kevin's birthday,
and does he have
on
a,
the phone right now.
Does he have a barbecue joint too that he's trying to run?
Oh yeah. He's a multitasker, and so he's getting the job done.
Shout out that I know if it's in L.A., I'm gonna have to come out there and patron it.
Okay, come on down.
Guys.
Come on. Come on. Yes. Uh-oh, I don't know who this is. Area code 213, who do we have on the line?
It's me. It's me where I came back to listen to the show.
Oh, you just want to listen. Okay.
It's a good show. It's a good show. Right. That's all. I just had to come back so I could hear what you and Don was chopping it up about.
If it's any consolation, man, if it's any consolation, you're welcome anytime. I think I speak for Wardell, too, so you know how it goes.
Kevin,
okay.
I got to tell you, I started the show out with Guess What Song? Revenge.
Yeah, and that was a new song. Hey, Wardell, I never really listened to I Want to Hold Your Hand. The way that how you put it in the show, that's the first time I heard how well Mark Wood sang the lead on I Want to Hold Your Hand. And what I remember is Dick Griffey was saying that they were getting mail or they were getting something from the fans. Were complaining because they didn't think that a soul band should do the Beatles song. But that wasn't true because actually the British invasion came in and they were copying black artists left and right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going, how could they be offended or anything like that because a soul band did one of their songs by the British invasion artists?
Mm.
Wow.
Okay.
That's history right there. You think about the Rolling Stones. They named their group after Muddy Waters' song, Rolling Stone. And the fact that the Beatles, when they first started out in Liverpool or wherever, they were doing old Robert Johnson licks. And speaking of Robert Johnson, that's how Led Zeppelin came to fruition with Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, how they were able to kind of foster in like the Lead Bellies and the, well, not foster in, but kind of take umbrage and use them for inspiration and kind of use their elements of rock from that blues. So all of that, you know, all of it is intertwined at the end of the day.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Are you Kevin? Are you talking to me or are you talking to Kevin?
I'm talking to both of you, Kevin.
I'm listening. I was listening to Don, and I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm just getting dressed.
Well, you know, you want to go into some music right now, man? I know we got about another 28 minutes left of the show, so I have Rocky Robbins playing in the background if you guys, you know, are here to, as like a little music bed. But do you want to go into that song? Because that was one of the artists that you worked with, not this particular song, but this artist. And we had him on the show a few months back, man. What an amazing, you know, when you talk about the Minneapolis sound,
you know, Rocky Robbins has to be in that conversation. We talk about Prince, we talk about the Time, and all of these groups that came out of Minneapolis, but we got to talk about Rocky Robbins, and Rocky Robbins is in the conversation, just like Lips Incorporated. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and start it all over again. We're going to come back. We can come back after this song, Wardell, but I want to go ahead and start it over again. I want to take you back to the year 1981 to give you a classic from the legendary Rocky Robbins. It's called You and Me. Guys, keep it locked right here. We're celebrating the legacy of Solar and Solar Records Radio.
Oh,
You were bashing that thing, Wardell. You were bashing on that song. You know that, don't you? Wardell, you think that song? Mom just woke up. She said, "That was Wardell on there."
Oh yes, I'm here. I'm here. You waking up everybody. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm waking up everybody. Well, praise God, you're waking up. Yes, Mom. Mom, it's almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're not gonna waken up everybody. It's almost time to go to bed.
Well, that's wonderful.
Mom, 68 years ago, you had a baby. 68 years ago, you had a baby by the name of Kevin Beyond Spencer. Happy birthday to you too, Mom.
Thank you. I have one every day side to side. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, you got that baby out of your tummy. Woo. Anyway, love you, Mom.
You love me too, honey.
Okay. So Kevin, yeah. was that Pepper Reed playing?
Yes. And he was soloing and taking that song out, and I ain't heard nobody do no licks like Pepper did to this very day.
Yeah, he was Don Fleming. I got to tell you, Pepper Reed was like probably the baddest guitar player I ever. Bad.
I don't doubt it.
I have to admit it. And we didn't know. I think we realized to a point how advanced Pepper was, but he did things like personally, like he might call one of you and say, check this out. And he'd be playing something and I'd be going, man, where did he get that from? What planet is he from? And Leon started allowing him to showcase himself a little more as he went on. And the only thing I can say, Wardell, is Leon told me personally one day, he said, it weighed heavy on him when, you know, we kind of, you know, start breaking apart and doing other things, production and stuff too, because we had been with the man. Leon was one of the best producers in the music industry at that time in his life. And we had been under his wing for at least 6 or 7 years. And in 6 or 7 years, if you ain't learned something from the master after working with him that long, you're ready to go produce at that point. You know, so I just know we didn't look at ourselves like that. You know, we were just like trying to do our best at all times. But in the process of us doing that, we became excellent producers in our own right by one of the best that existed. And so we really were a little higher up in terms of production and all that kind of stuff than the average person that was in a group. Yeah, we were a specialized group. That's all.
Well, you know, that's the thing with Dynasty. A lot of people don't recognize that Dynasty was the hidden treasure of Solar. They don't know that Dynasty was the hidden treasure of Solar, because Dynasty was a group full of writers, producers, musicians that Dick Griffey used on, you know, a lot of that initial stuff to launch his record label. And so Dynasty was carrying the heavy ball. A lot of people didn't know we were carrying all the weight. And for us, it was fun because we didn't even know. We were just doing what we loved to do. And so, but when you look back at it, you can see that we were carrying a lot of weight. It was a lot of responsibility. And so people now are saying congratulations on the stuff y'all did. and everything. And when I look back at it and I look at the discography, I go, our discography is crazy. That's a lot of work that we did. And I didn't realize how much work we were doing until we look back at it, because we were having so much fun. And they say, if you're going to go into business, do something that you love so it doesn't feel like work. And that's exactly how we were blessed, that we were able to do something that was really a job, but for us it was fun because we got new relationships with people. You know, we got to share a lot of things. Yeah, we developed all kinds of, you know, amazing relationships, go to each other's weddings and stuff, watch each other grow as men, you know, go on tour together, doing the Solar Galaxy of Stars tour, the first.
And those tours were great. Those tours were great that we did get a chance to do. But we had to be in the studio while we couldn't stay out on the road.
Right. The second Solar Galaxy of Stars tour, we couldn't even go on because we had.
And we were heartbroken.
Bro, man, that just totally destroyed us, because that was what, you know, when we went on the road the first time, it developed us. It developed us in a total different way than the studio development. See, the studio development was everything was detailed and organized and, you know, everything's got to be spot on. It was very, very. But when we went on the road, the live thing, the people. Hold on 1 second. Let me just. When we went on the live tour, Don, it was completely different, because what we were learning was what the people liked that we were doing, not what the producer liked, but what the people liked, and that we were able to take that information back to the studio when we recorded again, and combine that with what the producers liked, what the record company liked, versus what the audience liked, the listeners and the fans, and combine all that into a record. And that's why our records did better and better and better, because we were giving everybody what they wanted. So, anyway. Don, are you there?
I'm here.
I hear a lot of noise. Okay, all right. So, we only got 10 minutes left, so we got to close this out. So let me see if I can get Kevin, to bring Kevin back on. Kevin, are you there?
Wardell, your nephew and I are in the car together. Kev.
Oh.
Kev. Yeah. Right. But he may not get on the radio. He just told me, no.
My son and I,
we're a good team. When we work together, can't nobody do nothing with us.
There you go.
I mean,
well, all right.
I got to get him.
He's not even little. I want to say little Kevin. But, man, I got to tell you guys, it's embarrassing. When I went to Little Kevin's football game, and I saw him, I hadn't seen him in a long time, and I went and I gave him a hug. I felt like a little baby next to him. He is huge. He's a big old football player. I'm like, man, that's embarrassing. So, but anyway, much love to you guys, to both of the Kevins. Y'all take care. Enjoy your birthday, Kevin. God bless you. And thanks for calling in the Solar Records Radio.
Happy birthday.
And happy birthday from all of us.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right,
I appreciate
it. God
bless you. Very, 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 very much.
All right, you got it, man. Enjoy your day. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, Don. So it's just you and I. Yes,
8 minutes left
to
the show. What you gonna take us home with, man?
Well, you know, I mean, what do you think? Would you like to hear some more Solar stuff?
Of course.
Would you like to hear some Dynasty Kevin stuff, or you want to hear Kevin sing a little bit?
Man,
what do you
want to
hear?
It's totally up to you, man. Of course, we had the man of the hour calling in and hanging out with us, so I think it's only fitting to have the gentleman close us out with a song.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, I just want to tell everybody we love you guys and we appreciate you. We thank you for hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Solar wants to dance. Come hang out with us and let's all have a good time together. All right. All right. And Don, what about you? What do you got to say?
I just want to have everyone just have a safe. And you know what? I don't know why 4th of July is on a Tuesday, but I don't know why I wanted to say have a safe 4th of July weekend. But just have a safe weekend. Tune in tomorrow. Solar wants to dance at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you never know who we're going to have in. And next week, got a special surprise. We got someone calling in to hang out with us next week, either on the indie show or Throwback Thursday night. So make sure you guys tune in. But I'll be mentioning it a little bit more as we go closer into that day.
All right. Well, don't forget next Thursday, I'm going to be at the Silver Spoon Reunion. So I'll be calling in. Say hello. God bless you guys.
All right.
And take care. All right. Good night. God bless y'all.
Good night, guys.
Peace out.
Let me be your leader.